Move to regular agenda, item number 892.
Accept a grant in the amount of $483,619 and appropriate $360,000 for fiscal year 2014-15 from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance, fiscal year 14, Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program to prevent or reduce crime and violence.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Ryland. I'm the fiscal manager of the Portland Police Bureau. Edward R. Byrne always had a strong calling to public service and wanted to make his city, New York City, a safer place. In 1986, he became a New York City Transit Police officer to help ensure the safety of New York City subway commuters. In 1987, he was sworn in as an officer with the New York Police Department. While on protective detail, Officer Byrne was fatally attacked in February of 1988. In honor of Police Officer Byrne, a major U.S. Department of Justice initiative was titled the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program, also known as the JAG program. The department's Bureau of Justice Assistance administers this program, which allows state and local governments to support a broad range of activities to prevent and control crime and to improve the justice system. On June 6, 2014, the City of Portland applied to the U.S. Department of Justice for the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant Program fiscal year 2014 local solicitation. The 2014 JAG funds will be made under disparate certification to the City of Portland, Multnomah County, and the City of Gresham. The JAG solicitation required the city to submit a joint application for the aggregate eligible allocation to all disparate municipalities and to also act as fiscal agent for the grant. DOJ has notified the city that it will award a grant in the amount of $483,619 with no match requirement. The award is allocated as follows. The City of Portland will receive $235,548. Multnomah County will receive $185,076, and the City of Gresham will receive $62,995. Intergovernmental agreements were executed with Multnomah County and the City of Gresham in order to obligate agency roles and responsibilities. The Police Bureau will use $235,548 in JAG funding for the following two items: to retain a 1.0 FTE senior management analyst for approximately 14 months at a total cost of $125,548. The senior management analyst will facilitate the development of directives, applicable manuals and associated handbooks, and other written communications related to bureau policies and procedures. The senior management analyst will also conduct research and analysis of best practices in support of city and bureau activities, functions, and programs, and will recommend action and assist in formulating policy, procedure, and legislative positions related to those best practices. To contract with LifeWorks Northwest New Options for Women program at a cost of $110,000. New Options for Women, or NOW, provides trauma-informed care to women in Portland in order to help them exit the prostitution human trafficking industry. NOW assists the women in this program with finding stable housing, legal income, and educational opportunities. The New Options for Women program will continue to be a component of East Precinct's prostitution coordination team, which is a multidisciplinary partnership that currently includes police, patrol and probation officers, the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, and local treatment providers. Multnomah County will use $185,076 in JAG funding for the following three items: to retain a 0.45 FTE neighborhood district attorney for 12 months at a total cost of $61,692. To retain a 0.5 FTE parole and probation officer for 12 months at a total cost of $61,692. And to retain a 1.0 FTE enforcement deputy for 6.95 months at a total cost of $61,692. Gresham will use $62,995 in JAG funding to provide a 1.0 FTE gang outreach and prevention employee for 12 months. The street-level gang outreach employee is expected to identify and intervene utilizing effective violence reduction strategies in the cycle of street-level violence between high-risk gang members and their associates. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thanks very much. Yeah, so there's pretty broad authority about how this money's spent, but I particularly appreciate the now component of it and the fact that Gresham is, we don't control Gresham's use of their portion of the funds in our approval of this, but the fact that they're putting money into street-level gang outreach, which we fund, of course, more elaborately and more robustly because we're a bigger city and we've had this problem longer. But they nevertheless have a pretty significant gang problem in Gresham now, and they're acknowledging that and focusing this discretionary money on that, and I appreciate it because I think it's a good start.
Right.
Questions for Catherine? And then I think we have representatives from LifeWorks here, or maybe not.
Not to speak on this one.
Okay. Any questions? Anyone signed up to speak on this item?
Yes, we have two people. Okay. Charles Johnson and Joe Walsh.
Okay, come on up. Go ahead, Charles. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and my three-minute timer has not even started yet, but I won't be using all the time anyway. I was very pleased that this time around, this was before us in the last few months anyway, that the representative did mention Officer Ed Byrne, who died back in 1988 when Ronald Reagan was still president. And I'm fairly pleased with the selections the police department has made in light of the fact that, of course, I guess you could say this about every officer who dies in the line of duty, but Officer Byrne was sent to his death by poor planning on the part of his superiors. I think any time that a person dies in the line of duty, there's accountability up the chain. And we've heard that some of this money will be used to help the police have good procedures. I'm not so sure that among all of our electorate, there's universal belief about how much of a real gang situation is developing in Gresham. I don't make it that far out on the blue line very often, so I guess we'll have to trust the Gresham Police Department to be dealing honestly with the citizens and not just looking to have a high-profile gang unit that goes around and looks for anybody wearing shoes that the police are jealous of or having a hoodie up, which has sometimes been a contributing factor to deaths of citizens in Portland here. If the Edward Byrne program is annual and we'll be having this presented every year, I think it would be a fine opportunity for our police department, which some people feel has a mixed reputation in the light of the promotion and extensionment for Captain Kruger, it'd be a good time for the police office, police bureau, to share how successful they've been, at least, in preventing officer deaths. I don't know the last time we saw one of our fellow citizens who serves on the police department die in the line of duty. And, to balance that, we should always be concerned about citizens who are killed by the police, perhaps justly and perhaps when they're unarmed. So when we talk, when the Justice Department develops a grant program that talks about a program that still has ongoing consequences, the person who conspired to murder Officer Byrne is serving life in a federal supermax, so we're still paying. Unfortunately, taxpayers always end up holding the bag. When the police department doesn't properly provide protective services and one of its officers gets killed, then we have four people do 25 years for murder, and somebody spends a very expensive life in federal supermax ADX. So the fact that this is going to crime prevention and gang prevention, which hopefully means doing more to find good jobs for young youth who have barriers to employment. Perhaps this will be money well spent. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think if you ever get the opportunity to do a ride along in East Precinct, you'll probably understand the depth of that problem. But actually, you could just look at the terrible death toll from 2 weekends ago, which wasn't, fortunately, officers being wounded or killed or officers engaging in gunfire, but alleged gang members shooting each other. And unfortunately, there was significant loss of life, and there has been this year. So we do have a gang problem. Gresham has one, too. And in fact, it rages particularly badly along that boundary between Portland and Gresham at the current time. And so I do think it's good that Gresham's putting effort into outreach, just like we are, because it isn't just about law enforcement, but it's also about trying to divert those young men, mostly young men, to other opportunities.
Thank you, Mayor.
Walsh, good morning.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. And I just have a technical suggestion for you. And it was brought to my attention this morning that most people that are watching this and most people that have interest in what's going on in the city do not understand that the agenda that we have, if they bring it up on their computer and they click on the number of the agenda item, it'll give them all the supporting documentation. So you could have as much as 50 pages of supporting documentation. Now, my point this morning is that it's a little unfair for people to come to the council, look at this agenda, and understand what's happening. Because you can't. It's just a title. That's it. So when you read these things, it seems to me that somebody could work better, and I know the auditor does this, and it's your agenda. So I'm suggesting that it's on clear, and also there's a section in the agenda that talks about notes. So maybe in the note we could put an added piece of information that say, if you want more information, click on the number of the agenda item and you will get that on your computer. So people know how to do that. Most people are very surprised when I tell them they can do that. So that tells me that a lot of people don't know it if the activists don't know it. So the people that are watching this, and also I think maybe Carla could talk to her boss and just put a little note in there and say, hey, folks, you know, you can click on the agenda item and get all the supporting documentation, or redo the agenda item and make it more clear of exactly what you're doing. Because sometimes we read these agenda items and we have no clue unless we go into the documentation on the computer.
Appreciate the discussion. Yeah, I think you can. We ought to look at how user-friendly it is. You can get to the financial impact statement, which includes the kind of program details that we just talked about. There's also the question of what the charter requires us to have on the council calendar or not. But point taken, we ought to look at making this as penetratable, if that's a word, as possible for somebody that's trying to get to the ultimate information of where's this money going.
Yeah, so, it's a few words.
I think it's only been since 2007 that those links have been available, and you should thank the council clerk, Carla Morelove, who was instrumental in getting that done. When I was a community organizer, I used to spend quite some time from Friday till Tuesday making phone calls to find out in the good old days before 2007. So I personally appreciate all the effort that Carla goes to, and I think that's a good suggestion to put a note to click on the link.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Cole.
Right. Anyone else? Thanks very much. Okay, then roll call on that, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Very happy with the LifeWorks appropriation. We need to make sure that keeps going on. This grant does keep coming back, and LifeWorks has gotten a good chunk of it for quite some time. We just need to make sure that keeps happening. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, item 8.